All right, everybody. Everyone.
If you like what you if you like what you hear, hit the subscribe button.
We're not done yet.
All right. Welcome to Casual FC, an Angel City preview pod. I'm your host, Mario Salazar, and this techie riddled struggle bus of a show right now because of the internet here with my co-host, Angela Morales.
Hi, everybody.
And if Angela sounds particularly fancy today, it's because she got a fancy new mic, which we're excited for.
My fantastic co-host and my wonderful fiance decided to find themselves in cahoots and plan a lovely little surprise. I met up with Eva after work on Tuesday last week, the day before my birthday, and we were going to go to dinner. I was just having a bad day. It was one of those where I was like, everything is stupid. It's hot. I don't know why I'm hot. And just like the sky is a little too bright, that nothing was right.
And the sky is the wrong color blue.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what it was. And she picked me up and she was like, okay, so are you hungry? What's the plan? I was like, what is going on? And she's like, it's nothing bad. It's just a surprise. And I was like, okay. And she was, do you want to go eat or what do you want to do? And I was like, can this surprise happen right now? Because the second I sit down somewhere, I was done. Like, I was not going to be able to have a good time. And she was like, let me see. And so we're sitting in the car and she faces away from me and is trying to text all secretive. And I was like, what are you doing? She was like, nothing. I just have to coordinate something to see if that's possible or to see if we have to wait. And I was like, okay, whatever, you weirdo. Sure. So we start driving and she's okay. And she's very much a I don't text and drive person. So for her to be texting at red lights is a big deal. And which I appreciate given my high level of car related PTSD from a whole mess of things. But it was great. We went over to Mario's and he surprised me with her, obviously, but with this fantastic microphone. And I didn't cry. News alert, breaking news. Angela didn't cry. Came really close. And then Mario's kids made birthday cards for me and it was real nice.
Which was, we realized it after the fact, but Maddie made Angela a card where she actually wrote that happy birthday song inside the card all the way. And then there was a box where where I was supposed to write Angela's name because I just bought the card from her. Mm-hmm. We realized
it was really cute.
She was doing is that she has a birthday book that my parents gave her more than a couple years ago. And it's basically like that. It's every page where they sing happy birthday and they sing about a different thing. These presents are for you. These balloons are for you. There's a spot for her name and my parents wrote it in. And
my God, that's so special.
Like I had no clue where she was where she made this thing up. And then I was like, oh, that's fun.
And then
when I was talking to Jen afterwards, it hit us. We were like, oh, it's the book.
Oh, I love that. She was adamant. She handed me the card and I opened it and I look at it and she looked at it and she goes, wait, can I please have this back? I need to do something. And after Mario, Dad, it was just you have to fix this. I forgot to do this really important thing.
Because she was finishing it up as you showed up. So she was furiously trying to finish.
She did great. It's I have it tucked away along with with Everett's card with lots of ones. That was the best.
Yes, he wrote a bunch of ones. Yes.
Yeah, and those all him too. Scribbly circles, and it was yellow, orange, and purple, and then all the ones are in yellow. And I was like, what are these? He goes, these are ones. Yeah, I was like, really? There's a lot. And I go, why? He goes, for how many years you are? How many years are you? And I tell him, I'm 38. And he looks at me and he just goes, that's a lot. like the innocence, and there's nothing worse, like the sinking feeling of when a 3 or almost 4 year old just drags you and you're like, thanks. Cool.
Yeah.
Because they don't realize. They're like, why do you look like that? And you're like, oh, it's just my face. Like, my bad, kid.
Nah, it's not that. It's more like 20's a big number.
Yeah.
10's a big number to him. So,
oh, no, I know. It's, oh, so it was good. So I get, sweet.
We get a paper with more scribblies every single day coming from preschool. Yes. Just like,
yeah. So many scribblies. I love it. So good. No, I just greatly appreciate it. And I super, super appreciate the fact that you both believe in this and want to do. I'm going to cry. I'm going to stop. I'm making myself cry. Thanks for Angela being
here. Didn't
a
cry when
friend.
We gave it to her, when we gave her the mic, but now she's crying thinking about it.
Let's talk about soccer.
It was definitely from the heart. It was very much, Eva and I were on the same wavelength. I text her and I was like, hey, are you thinking of a present for Angela? And do you want to go half seas on something? And we were all, she was already like looking for something like that. Yeah. So we were like, yep, yeah, let's go for it. So yay. And I hope the rest of your birthday was awesome and yeah. Great. I know you went to the Natural History Museum butterfly exhibit.
Yeah, we had a blast. We just had a quiet day, which is rare these days. And I highly recommend to any of our listeners who are in the LA area, I highly recommend getting a membership to the Natural History Museum and the tar pits. Oh, yeah. Because they are connected. And it's, for two adults, it's $40 or something like that to go to the museum anyway. And the memberships are like 100 or 120. So go 3 times.
Yeah. That's no, it. It's awesome. And you get
admission
free
to the,
or the to the first Thursdays. First Fridays.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's cool. There's a lot of stuff. They have rotating exhibits. It's just nice. And if you don't want to go when all the field trips are there, get there about 1:30 and they're all leaving. They're all leaving, and then you just have a lovely, quiet, gigantic museum to yourself.
Yep. And also yeah. Dinosaurs.
So many dinosaurs. Dinosaurs yeah. And pretty rocks. And I will say the diorama rooms, the Night at the Museum the kind of rooms.
Yeah.
Freak me out, but I'm trying really hard.
All the taxidermy animals.
In yeah. There. Eva was like, you want to go in there? I was like, not right now. We can come back another day. Well, I don't want to conquer.
Maddie's favorite room is the gems, the gem
it's
vault
so
downstairs.
Pretty. We didn't do the whole museum because we're like, we can come back. So we went, we did dinosaurs. They have a current history of Los Angeles exhibit, which is cool. Have that. And then we went to the gem room and just putzed around, got lost. And then we're like, oh, looking for. And the cafe is also very good and you get a discount if you remember.
Yeah.
I will hype up the Natural History Museum for a while. Butterfly Pavilion is included. Normally it's an extra $8-$10. Yep. So save
and come up. October, it's going to be the Spider Pavilion.
Well, so. That's nice for the people who want to go to that, but not that person. Spiders can stay outside. I don't know. We might try and go and see if we can handle it and then be like, bye.
All right. Back to the podcast. This is our match preview of the Sunday, May 12th. Angel City FC will be hosting Houston Dash at the beautiful BMO Stadium at 4:30. The broadcast schedule is going... Broadcast schedule is going to be on NWSL Plus and Bally Sports. Watch it while you can. I sent Angela a article about Bally Sports being dropped by, I believe it was Comcast. Mm-hmm. I don't know, some network, some
yeah, it's Comcast.
Cable network dropped them. So if you don't have Bally Sports anymore, just know that it's on NWSL Plus. Radio, it will always be with the amazing Isaac and Tracy on iHeartRadio. And it will also be on 1330 AM Tuliga Radio. And it's Mother's Day. So happy Mother's Day. Yay. To all the moms and mom figures in your life. To all of those who have stepped up to be that guardian for someone or, you know, whether you were a chosen mama.
Bio
I don't know where
mom,
I was going with that.
Adopted mom. Yes. A mother, a brother from another mother. I don't know. If you stepped in and filled those shoes, you deserve the world.
Yes.
That's all.
Single parents. Pulling double duty, you get
single moms who work two jobs, who loved their kids and never stopped. To all the Rebas in the world.
Immediately, I was like, uh-huh.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, to all the Rebas in the world.
One of those redheads over there. So, yes, it is the Mother's Day match. So, if have fun. And there will be a special giveaway that is not a Mother's Day giveaway. It is a Captain Arms Band. That's going to be a giveaway. Not sure if it's going to be a pre thing as you walk into the stadium or be one of those things where as you walk out, they give it to you. But that will be the main giveaway. Also, it is the AANHPI, so the Asian American Native Hawaiian Pacific Islander Heritage Night. There's a beautiful scarf.
It's so pretty.
That's available online. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's going to be available in the store. We will message through Instagram on their post and find out from the team if it will be there. But go ahead and order it online if you like it. It has beautiful art inspired by the Asian American Heritage Night. And go online, pick it out. It's awesome. I have the Hispanic Heritage scarf and it's beautiful. And I think that thing's going to look amazing. So get yourself one. There's also an exclusive hat. Now, just remember that hat is with a special ticket. So as a season ticket holder, you don't automatically get that hat. You need to message your season ticket rep and have them reserve one for you. I believe it's like $15 or $16. $16. So just email them, have them hold one. It is for pickup, though. I don't believe they're going to ship any of these, or they're not going to ship it to you. Yeah. You have to be at the game to pick it up if you reserve one. So just letting you know that.
Definitely. And it's, I just looked at it again and the scarf is gorgeous. The hat is really nice. Just get it. Just do it.
Yeah. All right. So Chaos Award for match day 7.
Chaos Award is needing to calm down this season. Mario put in here. I put in that my Chaos Award was going to goalkeeper errors that result in goals. It happened 2 times over the weekend to a listener in 80 French who, excuse me, they don't do that. I don't know what shifted. I don't know.
And why then it happened that happen when they were here?
Yeah, honestly, why couldn't Chicago? That's fine. We were fine against Chicago, but against Kansas City, that would have been great. AD, you had done that a week earlier. But yeah, goalkeeper errors that resulted in goals were all over the place this weekend and on Wednesday when there were, what, three games. But then also crazy weather, mega rain delay in Houston. And now there's like crazy tornadoes heading towards Oklahoma, like big major storm situation happening in the middle of the country. But it delayed the game so long. The teams went in at halftime and they couldn't come back out because there was lightning in the area. And then the broadcast window ran out. So like 2 hours, you're just like watching. They replayed the championship match. Eve and I are like, oh, I don't want to watch this again. Watching Pino's injury sucked. We were like, at least we know how this one ends. But then, we were tuning into the game on the way to the season ticket holder event, which was insanely cold and very windy. And we ended up leaving after an hour because it was a lot. But
I saw the pictures of it. There was a lot of people, which like, is super.
Yeah. I'm not a small person. And the wind was like making me move. That and 40 mile an hour gusts of wind coming off the water. And you forget how strong the wind is because you can't see it.
But the pictures of all the people there on the pier were pretty impressive.
It was very cool. It was very cool. The lines were just really long. And that's where we were like, I don't need an autograph that badly. We got to see friends. We got to watch the first like 10 times Julie fell in the dunk tank or got. And it was mostly little kids, too. And it was funny. She was just talking smack and it was silly. We got a caricature, picked up our season ticket holder lunch boxes. Mm. Honestly, my lunch box is probably going to be. What'd you say?
I say I still need to pick mine up at some future event.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My lunchbox will probably house my fancy microphone. when it needs to travel. Case. Yeah, it's going to be my storage bag.
I love it.
It's perfect size.
And so, yeah, and then our quick roundabout for the NWSL, this was a interesting week because it was our first week with midweek matches.
We had four, or I keep saying four because there were so many freaking goals scored. I feel like there should be four. But there were three games on Wednesday on my birthday, which I didn't watch because we were, I just wanted to go have a day away and it was nice. But the Pride beat the Courage 4-1. RIP to every team, including us, that has to play Orlando now that Barbara Bonda's in the league. She's just wrecking, folks. The Spirit beat Chicago 4-2. Portland beat Bay FC 3-2. So across those three matches, 16 goals were scored.
Insane.
I don't know if that broke a record. I feel like it should have. We didn't check it because I just thought about it right now. But,
to the people that say, or the critics that say, oh, soccer's a low scoring. And at the beginning of the first, like, week one and week two, when there was, like, all these, like, crazy 5-1. And we're like, and everybody that's been around, you're just, let's temper. That's not
what normal.
Will happen all the time. Apparently, it's normal in the NWSL now that scoring's going crazy.
And then we get 16 goals scored on a Wednesday. And then over the weekend, 12 goals. So across six games, it doesn't make sense. It's bonkers, but here we are. Everybody made a big deal about how many goals were scored that first opening weekend. We're like, oh yeah, it's never going to happen again. Don't worry about it. Just kidding. Our bad.
Just watch us.
Yeah. And just Barbara Bonda is about to just wreck this league in the best way. I was joking with Eva that, like, all of the women who are now in the league from the African federations are just like, silly. This is fun. It's just, oh, it's so fun to watch them play, though. But Seattle beat the Wave 2-1. There were two red cards in that game. Sierra King got carded in the 10th minute and sent off. So Seattle played one person down the entire game. McNabb on the Wave was red carded in the later parts of the match or stoppage. I don't remember.
But 90 plus 15. I just looked it up. It was
the game is so
105
wild.
Minutes.
Yeah.
And then got a red card.
I'd want to go sit down at that point too, honestly. Gotham beat the Courage 1-0. Portland played again and beat the Spirit, who played as well, which makes
two
sense
wins,
why that,
back to back.
That game was so low scoring. They're probably exhausted. Houston and the Current drew at 1. The Pride beat Racing 1-0. Again, low scoring game after they scored 47,000 goals 3 days prior. And then Chicago beat Bay FC 2-1, which brings us to
dun dun dun. Our trip to Sandy, Utah.
Woo!
The Angels flew over to Sandy, Utah to grab us 3 points.
Aw,
yeah. The result was 2-1. Let's see. You're going to have to help me out on this name.
I think it's Foderer.
Foderer. Foderer?
Foderer.
Foderer. My tongue, like, my mouth can't, like, make this shape. It's weird. But so for Utah, we have Foderer at the 51st minute scoring. But Angel City, we got a beautiful header from LaRue at the 29th minute to start the scoring. And then we got a earned penalty. And of course, Emsley's been our star right now. She's been just hot on everything, on the ball.
Everything.
And, you know,
just everything.
Everything. The connections, passes, everything. And, you know, she's in the race for the Golden Boot. So let's give it to the Golden Boot racer or athlete or whatever we want to say.
Our Golden Boot booter.
Fumbling over my words because I'm just so excited over this. But Emsley scored in the 34th minute. And it was a stressful game to watch.
Just a wee bit.
This was our first match after Henri was traded.
Yep.
She's playing for Utah now. Of course, she started.
As she should.
She looked big mad.
Big mad. Like, she played.
She was playing aggressive.
Like, she had something to prove. And I don't blame her. And we don't know the reason for the trade, if it was just like, sometimes players don't fit in a system. regardless of their skill, regardless of their talent. Sometimes it just, it like, it's frustrating for the team and the player. There's different reasons why people get traded. Maybe, I don't know. But Mandy, we've said it plenty of times on this show. She's great. She's a world-class footballer. She's won in Portland. She's won with France. Yeah, don't sleep on Amandine Henry. And no, if you do, she's going to body you into the ground.
Yeah, she's pretty aggressive. There was a handful of times that there should have been a card.
Yeah.
There should have been multiple cards on Henry, but the ref was just letting it go. Overall, though, I think our team was being physically dominated. Just across the board, a lot of our team was just getting pushed around.
I saw Jasmine Spencer do like a 270 in the air. Honestly, at one point she got hit in a way and she just like
X Games action.
Yeah. I'm like, that's not, she's not, I mean, she's small and compact, but she's not like feeble. No, yeah. She's not a slight person. She's going to knock right back into you.
Yeah. But there, and besides that, there were a couple of other moments. Like there was a moment where just Jasmine completely off the gas and got run down by one of the Utah players and basically picked her pocket and just, it almost resulted in a goal. I'm just like, I'm pretty sure it almost resulted. I don't think
it
that did. One.
Yeah, it came real close. There was a lot of buildup. It was frightening.
Yeah. But yeah, so there was things that were working, but overall it was a very frustrating game. But you know what? Like we said, a win's a win. 3 points are 3 points. Ugly or pretty, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
But that Alyssa and Sid connect. Alyssa's been like, okay, we're still saying she's got the yips on her own finishing.
Yes.
But the assists.
Yeah, I was going to say the assists. Eva made a good point. She was like, Alyssa, she's not quite there scoring again yet, but she's making sure other people are open. Or she's making sure that she draws a defense and gets somebody else open. Or she can place the ball perfectly. And honestly, if you aren't at the point where you feel confident in your own scoring, or if you don't feel confident in one part of your game, if you're allowing other people to succeed, you're doing everything you can at the moment.
And there's plenty of examples of players that started their careers playing a position or playing a certain way.
Yeah.
But adapted for multiple reasons, whether it be the system, whether it be injury, whatever it may be.
Becky Sauerbrunn, prolific goal scorer, has not scored a goal for the national team. Please do it before you retire, Becky, please, for the love of all of us. Please just score. Yeah, she literally was like, I've done it. It's fine. I'll go do something else now. And what? Thanks.
But overall, I think if this is Alyssa's new role.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not mad at it. Like, she doesn't have to be that assassin type striker. And she, hopefully she finds it again and can get there. Mm-hmm. But also, she Whittle. She's been getting bodied a lot when she like gets in there. But her precision from outside and getting it to two players, getting it to Sid, getting it to Emsley, like that in its own is worth a bunch.
And
if this is her new role.
Yeah. And if she can keep drawing penalties like she did this weekend, that's the gritty Alyssa we saw last season. Of, oh, you're going to push me? I'm going to fall. Oh, you're going to nudge me? Oops. I'm going to fly into the air. I'm going to strategically make sure this is very well displayed, what you just did. And your actions have consequences.
Yes. Overall, stressful in a certain way, also fun. Yeah. But
and you I know think what? Utah was also very stressed. Like, they were also frustrated. Like, both teams were playing to each other's strengths and weaknesses. So everybody was frustrated. Everybody was like frantic on the pitch. But we pulled it out. That's what mattered.
Yeah. You know what? Let's see what comes of it when we play back at home and we get to be in front of the home crowd.
Yeah.
So yeah, as we do on every match, we've been posting up on our IG stories, letting fans give us their two cents, give us their feelings. Sometimes it's good feelings, sometimes it's bad feelings. Whichever way it went, this time I actually gave like a prompt and I appreciated that everybody went for the prompt. And I'm like, yeah, okay. I almost thought my prompt was like a throwaway and people were just going to still respond. But the prompt was, from 1 to 10, how much of a 10 are you at right now? Like I said, pretty or ugly, 3 points is 3 points. And we're flying high on it. And Alicia came in with, let me see, I got to do the decimal points. 10 million of a 10. And then also, when are we planning that Valley watch party? Alicia, I am with you. We need to have a watch party.
We really out here in the Valley,
because sometimes trying to get to like downtown to a watch party, I really do want to get to one of the SG watch parties out there, but it's hard, especially on a Friday matches.
Yeah.
Trying to get out Friday from the Valley to like anywhere.
We should continue this conversation on a later date and see what we can do, because I have ideas for a place.
Little casual
watch party. Let's table that for right now, and we'll come back to it later.
All right, Dustin came in with loved 3 points. Wish I didn't need extra tequila to get me through the second half.
I feel that it was stressful.
I posted up like a gif of SpongeBob freaking out. Yeah. And I'm like, this is me watching the last 3 minutes of this game.
Yeah. When I was like, just hold on. Eva and I were sitting on the couch, like I was here. I didn't end up going to her place on Friday, but like we were texting. I was texting the two of you, Richie, who sits in my section, Doug, who's a friend of the pod as well. And it was just like, all of us were just like, I can't handle this. I had to keep texting people because I was so stressed.
Yeah, Zach came in with 3 party emojis with the little party thing.
The little horn.
Yeah, the one that unravels.
Yeah,
the paper one.
The paper
it's not little, a horn, is it?
I don't know. The little New Year's thing. Yeah.
Yes, 3 of those, 2 exploding hand emojis, and then another 3 party emojis. If I were to redo this one, I would say it's more we do 3 to 5 of the party emojis and then just like head exploding for the rest of it, because it was stressful towards the end.
Yes.
Max, so again, the prompt was from 1 to 10, how much of a 10 are you at? Max comes in with 7.
Because there's a reason.
I need a win that doesn't scare the hell out of me.
Yep.
And you know what? Super fast.
Yeah, I'll give him that. Jeff came in with 12 with 3 exclamation points and said, going to my doctor tomorrow to get blood pressure meds for the rest of the season. I feel you, dude. Kay said 6.5. I'm difficult to please, with the shruggy emoji. Kay and I have actually been messaging because Kay actually sits like 2 sections away from you downstairs. But we like met up at the season ticket holder thing and we were both just, this was a lot. Like, this week has been a lot. Along the same lines. Like, 6.5, I think, is solid due to the high levels of stress. Myrna said 10 plus. Jordan said 10 out of 10. That was some soccer. 2 soccer ball emojis. Vero, who's also my seat neighbor. If nothing else, this podcast has allowed me to meet my section. We have new people. I've got, like, Sam and Tim, who I met at a watch party, sit a few rows back. More people, new people just came in behind me, and forgive me for forgetting your names right now, but they're in Rebellion. They're super great. Vero, our section is repopulating. It's solid for the most part. There's a few people that are questionable, but it's fine. We'll live. Alejandra said, ooh, how many ones is this?
Oh, no, you didn't give Vero's score.
Right, Vero said 13.87. I'm guessing points were taken off the dismount. We got to get ready for the Olympics, guys. It's almost like gymnastics. Okay, so 11,111,111,111 was where Alejandro was. So many ones. Ones are the theme of this episode.
Yes.
Ever made me a card with a bunch of ones. It's what up. It's what's up. Our guy, Janthony, just dropped the 100% emoji.
Yep.
Which, yeah, I will never not call you Janthony. I know I said it before, but it's like permanently stuck in my head. Mario sent me something. I was like, oh, it's from Janthony. So sorry, dude. I hope it's not. I hope you're not offended. Okay. Yeah, I hope it's okay. If it's not, just DM us and be like, please stop, you weirdos. B, who we shortened because it was a whole bunch of numbers. And we did. Sent four of the little confetti
cone things.
Yeah. Four of those emojis. And then Ethan said 10 to the 13th power. I'm not doing the math, but lots of zeros. Yeah. I think everybody's really excited. Overall, I really think this was the gritty win we needed to right the ship and turn the season around. I say turn the season around like it's the end of the season and we're just like in the gutter. We're not. Speaking of, as of right now, we are in seventh place, which is above the playoff mark at 10 points. So if the season were to end today, we would be making the playoffs in roughly the same spot we made last season, right above the cutoff. Yeah. But I'll take it. Yeah. If we can just stay right here, I'd be very happy.
We're getting to the point right now in the season two where there's, with these midweek games and things like that, the standings aren't going to be 100% even.
Right.
So at the moment, though, a bunch of the spots above us, they are where they are, and we're in seventh place, but we have one game in hand, which means we can jump up to possibly, I think, like third or something like that.
Right. Because we haven't played as many games as like Portland, who played twice this week. We have that ability to say, oh, you already, like, you've played eight games, we've played seven. Ta-da, look what happens when we play eight. Yeah. Which I would and like, then I would really like to say, ta-da, look what happens when we play eight with another 3 points.
And then along those same lines, I don't want to always sugarcoat everything. Although Gotham and the Wave are behind us in the points, they have two games in hand on everybody because they played that opening Challenge Cup match. They've got six points on everybody. But you know what? It's all good. We just keep doing what we're doing.
We just got to keep winning.
Get those wins, get those points, and we're goody.
Yeah, I have a feeling if we can make up the goal differential and get positive on that, like having scored more goals than we've allowed, I think we're going to be okay. And we're getting close to that. We're narrowing that margin more and more.
Yeah, I think at the moment we're at a negative two goal differential. Yeah. So, yeah,
we made up one. I think
we can definitely close that up. Get a couple of clean sheets
from
either Angelina or from Didi, and we're good. We're solid. A couple wins with some clean sheets.
That would be so great. I think that would calm a lot of people's nerves, the team included, to be like, okay, we had a clean sheet. We have a really good opportunity that this could happen on Sunday, and just putting it out there.
And so now we're up to the mean potatoes. So let's preview the match with Houston Dash at BMO. We're talking Claire Amsley on her streak.
Yeah.
Keeping it going. Golden boot race at home with a full week's rest. We're going to be tip top. So I can't wait to see Claire just take the pitch again. She's been doing so good.
Yeah. I said early in the season that I think she just looked different. It's paying off. Whatever she's doing differently, whatever changed in the off season, whatever shift that she made, it's working. It's working.
Whatever food she's getting, her husband with the fancy food, whatever you figured out. That Claire's let's go, let's keep it going. And then we've got Alyssa, who I know we've mentioned just before that she's not getting up to the front and being that goal scorer, but she is playing a completely different role in being that connection and being that passer, being that playmaker. That's getting me excited about that. And we said it last pod when we featured them, we're waiting for that Thompson time. We're waiting for both of them to come onto the pitch at the same time.
I think it's coming. And I really think there's something undefeatable about a team that plays to win as a team versus, oh, I'm going to carry this on my shoulders. And one person is the person that carries the team. There's something that's said about the sacrifice that comes with passing the ball. when you are normally the shot taker, or knowing that you're not having the best game, but you're going to make sure that you, like, maybe offensively you're not doing so hot, but you can, your defensive matchup, you have the advantage on. So that's what you play into. The more this team does that, and the more this team is willing to put aside their own stats, the more we win. And this is like a cross sport. It's why South Carolina won the college tournament. They sacrificed so much. It's why the Aces are running the table in the W right now. Teams that are willing to put themselves, like, individually aside and say, no, we're here for the team. Whatever the team needs, I'm doing. Whether that means sitting on the bench, whether it means showing up in garbage time to just shut the offense down, whatever it is, those are the teams that win. Always. Yeah.
Yep, it's the teamwork. And then we've got Rocky getting on the ball more.
Which I love. We've got, she was so, like, she looked like Rocky again. But we'll talk about that.
Yes.
Talk about Rocky.
And this will be the return of our beloved Paige back to BMO, which...
Our girl.
It happened so short, such a short while ago that, you know...
Yeah.
People, there's probably people out there still mourning, but she will be back at home.
Folks are big mad still.
Yeah,
folks are big mad. The rumblings that I overheard this weekend at the season ticket holder event.
But everyone remember chess match. Hopefully there's some things on the horizon.
Yeah.
Let's give Paige the flowers when she gets here. But remember from that 90... From that whistle to the whistle, she's in orange.
We don't know her.
Yeah. Literally, we don't know you. You don't go here.
Exactly.
So, just remember that from the whistle to the whistle, she's going to be wearing orange. And orange is not the new pink here.
No.
Or black. No. It would have worked with black as our home kit.
Oh, yeah. Jesus. Well, for her. Oh, it's, you. I mean, I feel like I don't need to apologize for our... like really bad puns at this point. People know it's late. We're tired. Thanks for dealing with us. But yeah, Houston.
All right. So who are we watching that out for?
Houston is interesting. There's been a lot of upheaval, a lot of trades, a lot of movement, coaching, just a lot. And I looked back at our previous matchup against Houston last season because we only had one matchup with them after we started the pod because we'd already played them.
Played the first one.
Yeah. No joke. My notes are like, what is going on with this team? Why do they have an interim coach again? And it's the same thing. I'm just like, what is happening here? But we got players to watch out for. And Paige being one of them, which we all know. We know Paige's strengths. We know, we know Paige. But okay. Diana Ordonez, if you haven't been paying attention to the league as a whole, she's, I want to say it's sneaky, but it's sneaky outside of like the Houston fan base because she was a rookie last season. She broke the rookie scoring record with 8 goals. She's just a striker. She's going to.
8?
8.
What?
Yeah. Yeah, and I remember early on this season, I was like, oh my gosh. And I don't know if she had gotten hurt and was out some games or something like that, which, like, why she wasn't. It's just insane. She's so good at scoring. She's from Riverside, so it's a little bit of a homecoming for her. But we have to shut her down offensively. You know, it's like you have players. Everybody does scouting reports. Everybody's looking at that, and she's always going to be on that list as the offensive threat. No matter what team she's on, where she's playing, nothing. So yeah, number 9, Diana Ordonez. She is going to be a threat. Just, that's it. Good luck. Good luck to Sarah and Megan and whomever else is on our back line. Because rotating, MA could be coming back this match for a little bit of time at the end. Who knows? We'll see. She's like on the mend, almost ready to come back on. We'll see. We'll see. But Diana is, she's also their leading scorer this season already with 3 goals. in a 2-year career, she scored 11 goals. What? Oh, man. Yeah, it's wild. And then the second
person. That's all right, because Claire, it's all right, because Claire has 5.
Ooh, ooh. She does. Jane Campbell is their keeper. She will most likely look familiar to you if you are following the women's national team, because she's our current backup keeper. She's been on and off, but part of that was because she just got married. She married Christine Nairn, who's also a fantastic soccer player, in December, which is so cool. Jane's also one of the only or first goalies to be drafted out of college. A lot of times goalies are picked up later because it's like a different system, but she was like scouted and no, we want her. We want her, please. Thank you. And it's partially because she was involved with U.S. soccer and the coaches there at the time with Houston, but she's a lifer on the dash. And I want this team to do better by her because she just seems cool. And she's also very good. She was a 2017 finalist for Rookie of the Year, which is rare for keepers, because I feel like Rookie of the Year goes to forwards, sometimes attacking midfielders, or ridiculously good defenders, where rarely do you hear talk about a keeper. So Jane's just cool.
Yeah. So that's going to be for Houston, Diana Ordonez, who is a forward, number 9, and Jane Campbell, who's the goalie, or to find Jane, number 1.
Definitely. And now on to Angel City. For those who either didn't listen last week or forget that I do this, I'm at the point of the season where I'm slowly starting to run out of players to watch. And I need to gather the last few brain cells I have back and really look at our roster and plan this out. But I'm just going to talk about Rocky today, because Rocky's freaking great. Rocky Rodriguez is a midfielder who is beloved within the Costa Rican community. She plays for the Costa Rican national team. She played for Sky Blue when she first came in the league. She's known mostly for her work in Portland on the Thorns. We picked her up in an off-season trade from Portland, which was earth-shattering, I want to say. Like, when that news...
It was big news.
It's insane. I, like, called Eva and was like, we signed Rocky Rodriguez. I woke her up. It was one of those. I ran outside at work. But, yeah, it just... She's one of those players, like I said earlier with Mandy. I think they overlap in Portland. Maybe not. Maybe by a year they don't. But Rocky's won in Portland as well. Portland is very good at winning the Shield.
Ooh, yeah. At times.
At what cost? For a while. But they're a very good team. And they have the experience. They have a very cohesive unit. So to pick up someone from that unit and say, no, thank you. You come here now. You come play with us. It's just fantastic. She started the season off this year with a knock, with a concussion. So she didn't play the first couple games. People are freaking out. Concussions don't necessarily show themselves or their severity immediately. Sometimes it takes time. And I really feel like we're just now starting to see Rocky come back into herself. Brain injuries are no freaking joke. And I appreciate the fact that the team takes them very seriously. The league does as well sometimes, but that's a career ender. That's CTE, brain injuries, TBIs. No, thank you. They're a big deal and you have to treat them right so that you can have a decent rest of your life. If Abby Wambach talks about the amount of concussions that she knows she had versus the ones that she doesn't know she has, but she knows they happened.
Yeah.
You know, and it's people who put their head on the line are a different breed. It's part of the reason why I didn't like to play soccer as a kid. I don't want to hit the ball with my head. No, thank you. But yeah, I really feel like Rocky is now the Rocky Rodriguez we know. And it's good. We're seeing her on the ball more. We're seeing her kind of push the offense more. The more we see that, the more we're pressing, which is always good.
And I see her. I notice her talking a lot out there on the pitch.
She's directing
traffic. She's she's getting everybody aware of what's happening. And again, we've talked about these veteran players or these players with high soccer IQ being invaluable to the team, to other players that have a high soccer IQ, but they're also super important for all the young players that are in. So having her kind of talking and directing and might even say like barking out orders or whatever to like players like Alyssa or Kennedy, and just the experience they're gonna trial by fire experience they're gonna learn are already showing kind of leaps and bounds when you start seeing them play with all these other veteran players. So absolutely, having Rocky on there is just another amazing ace on our team, and that's super exciting to see.
Absolutely.
Also, she wears that cool neck thing.
Oh yeah,
I don't know exactly what it is.
Q band, Q. It's Q some Q color. That's what it is. It's a Q color. Megan Reed wears one too, and I'm gonna get real science nerd on you for a second. They actually
it's not one of those magnet things, right?
No, actually compresses your like the blood flow to your brain. So if you do hit a header, there's not as much. There's more space. It's the science behind Q colors is so cool. Yeah.
I've seen a couple
an ambassador.
I've seen a couple MLS players, wearing those, and I always wondered what they were.
Yeah, concussion prevention.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it changes the circulation to your brain, and it allows for more swishiness in your head. A little bit
better that than what I call the new version of the puka shells, which is like a bunch of players, baseball players wearing that braided like necklace thing.
Yeah,
it's basically the like puka shells. Come on, dude.
Yeah, I think too, like for me, if I were a player, I would prefer the Q collar over the Bethany Balser concussion headband thing, just because I never liked running with stuff on my head, wearing like a headband or something like that. I would have 75 clips and bobby pins and stuff in my hair with a bunch of gel and hairspray before I would wear a headband. Yeah, but
so when you go running, you're saying that you're not gonna wear anything on your head, so you're gonna come running with me? That's what you're saying?
I'm not saying that at all. I would play basketball for days before I like ran, just to run. It's not fun for me. It doesn't do the thing it's supposed to do to my brain. I was like, okay, great. My body hurts. I have like fast twitch muscles, not slow twitch. I burn out real quick. But back to Rocky. She is also Costa Rica's first ever Women's World Cup goal scorer. So like Claire, who scored the first goal for Scotland in the World Cup, Rocky did the same thing for Costa Rica, which I didn't know until today. So that's dope.
So there you go. Yeah. If you're new to all of this or just trying to keep an eye on who you're trying to keep an eye on, Rocky will be in the midfield, number 7. Playing for us, so playing in a black kit. It's late, y'all. All right.
I saw history the thought, like, leave your brain. Yeah, so with our matchups with the Dash, we have 1-1, lost none, and had 3 draws. We've gotten 6 points off the Dash. Let's make it 9. Let's rack up that second win. You know,
Paige can only do so much when the entire team is attacking. Absolutely. The only downside is that she knows what our entire team does when we're attacking.
Yeah, she knows probably better than just about anybody else how this team works and who's good at what and who's not good at other things. We shall see.
Yeah. All right, everyone. So reminder of where to watch and listen. On Sunday, May 12th, Angel City FC will be hosting the Houston Dash at the beautiful BMO Stadium at 4:30 p.m. If you can't make it to the actual stadium, it's going to be broadcast on NWSL Plus and Bally Sports. It's going to be on the radio, on iHeartRadio. Just listen to the amazing Isaac and Tracy. The last game, I posted up how I was listening to Isaac and Tracy synced with the TV, because I literally do that. And it's also going to be broadcast on 1330 Tu Liga Radio. And again, Mother's Day. So one more time, happy Mother's Day to all the moms out there. Happy Mother's Day to my wonderful wife.
And yeah, happy Mother's Day to Jen.
Happy Mother's Day, Parents Day, Single Parents Day, everything. Yeah. All the parents out there deserve the praise that it's definitely takes a village to raise a little one. And if you have that village, that's amazing. And if you don't, the village is around you in other ways. So more on you. And then there will be a special captain's armband giveaway. And it's also the Asian American, Native Hawaiian, Pacific Islander Heritage Night. And if you want any of that extra stuff, go check out the online store or the exclusive hat. You got to email your season ticket rep if you are a season ticket holder. It's a special ticket thing, so go take a look at that. If you like what you hear, hit that subscribe button wherever you're listening. Check out thecasualfc.com for all the pod links. And the best ways to support the pod, as always, is share, like, or comment on any of our posts or episodes directly on, like, Apple or Spotify. It's all about engagement. It's free. It's free 99. So do it. And just, you did a nice little deed for someone that day. Grab some merch on our store, shop.casualfc.com. And we have two really good ideas right now. So they are coming.
Yeah.
They're coming right now.
We're actively working on them. Talked about them today.
Yeah. And I've already got sketches and mock-ups and ready. So they're coming.
It's coming.
Those are coming.
Yeah. hopefully by Wednesday.
Yes.
Maybe by Friday.
And if you feel so inclined, help support the pod by buying us a coffee. Check out our link on our socials or go to buymeacoffee.com/casualfcpod. We appreciate any version of support to the pod. It makes us super excited and super giddy anytime we see any of that. Follow us on all the socials, Casual FC Pod on Instagram, Twitter, Threads, TikTok, basically all the T's. And tell a friend about the pod. It brings us good luck, and we bank that good luck and send it to the team every single game.
Yeah.
Let's keep it going. And with that, have fun at the match. We'll see you guys at BMO, and happy Mother's Day, everyone.
Bye.
Bye.